Do you remember this song?
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, all troubles will be miles away. Hey, oh, here we are, as in olden days. Golden days, oh, you're faithful, faithful friends who are dear to us, gather near to us once more.
If the fates allow, hang a shining star upon the highest bough, and have yourself a
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's got to be an easy one for you. Mary J. Blige. That's right. Have yourself a merry, merry little Christmas. You know, Mary J. Blige was born January 11th, 1971. She's an American singer, songwriter, record producer, and actress. She's often referred to as the queen of hip-hop soul and the queen of R&B. Blige has won nine Grammy Awards, a Primetime Emmy Award, four American Music Awards, 12 NAACP Image Awards, right? 12 Billboard Music Awards, including the Billboard Icon Award. She has been nominated for 3 Golden Globe Awards and 2 Academy Awards, including one for her supporting role in the film Mudbound, and another for its original song, Mighty River, becoming the first person nominated for acting and songwriting in the same year. There it is, Mary J. Blige. Just a little bit of history. Yes, yes. You can open your eyes now. Yeah, I see you back there reminiscing, remembering, holding tight to whatever's in your hand right now. Yeah, listen, that was Kenneth Bruce Gorelick, born June 5th, 1956. Known professionally as Kenny G. He's an American smooth jazz saxophonist, composer, and producer. His 1986 album, Duotones, brought him commercial success. Kenny G is one of the best-selling artists of all times, with global sales totaling more than 75 million records. Not too bad for a saxophonist, huh? Yeah. The man himself, Kenny G. Oh, yeah.
Do you remember this song?
You think you're gonna get this one? I don't think so. May have to go to the dark side for this one. Yeah, that was a rough kiss from Mommy and Santa Claus, huh? Yeah, had you jumping. I saw Mommy kissing Santa Claus. That's the name of the song. But who was singing it? Twisted Sister. Oh, yeah. Twisted Sister, I saw Mommy kissing Santa Claus. Twisted Sister was an American heavy metal band originally from Hohokus, New Jersey, and later based on Long Island, New York. Their best-known songs include We're Not Gonna Take It and I Wanna Rock, both of which were associated with music videos noted for their sense of slapstick humor. Yeah. Heavy metal band, baby, Twisted Sister. Twisted Sister evolved from a band named Silver Star and experienced several membership changes before settling on the classic lineup of J.J. French guitar, Eddie Fingers Ojeda guitars, D. Snyder lead vocals, Mark the Animal Mendoza bass, and A.J. Pirro drums. In 1982, it was this lineup which recorded the band's first four albums, Twisted Sister's first two albums, Under the Blade and You Can't Stop Rockin' and Roll, was critically well received and earned the band underground popularity. The band achieved mainstream success with their third album, Stay Hungry, and its single, We're Not Gonna Take It, which was their only top 40 hit on the Billboard Hot 100. Yeah. Their next two albums came out, and Play and Love for Its Suckers did not match the success of Stay Hungry, and Twisted Sister disbanded back in 1988. There it is, Twisted Sister. Your man, Lester Kenyon, right here at FetLifeStation.com. Hey, you know what? Do you remember this song?
Treat me nice. Merry Christmas, baby. You sure did treat me nice. Gave me a diamond ring for Christmas. Now I'm living in paradise. Feeling mighty fine. Got good music on my radio. Ooh, I'm feeling mighty fine. I got good music on my stereo. Well, I wanna kiss you, baby, while you're standing beneath the mistletoe.
Don't you just feel so good? It's like a good, good glass of cognac.
Thank you.
How about some 20-year-old scotch? Or a shot of moonshine?
Sandy came down the chimney about a 3:30. Left all these pretty presents that you see before me. Ooh, Merry Christmas, baby. Sure been good to me. I haven't had a drink this morning. I'm all lit up. I'm all lit up. Ooh, like a Christmas tree.
Yeah, smooth that it wanna be, baby. Yeah. Merry Christmas, baby. You sure look good to me. Yeah. Who was that? Man himself? Charles Brown. That's right. Not Charlie Brown, the cartoon character. Charles Brown. Mr. Charles Brown. That's right. Tony Russell Charles Brown. Born September 13th, 1922. He departed us January 21st, 1999. Mr. Brown was an American singer and pianist whose soft-tone, slow-paced nightclub style influenced West Coast blues. Yeah, back in the 1940s and the 1950s. Between 1949 and 1952, Brown had 7 top hits in the U.S. Billboard R&B charts. His best-selling recording included Driftin' Blues and Merry Christmas, Baby. Sir Charles, Tony Russell, Charles Brown. Merry Christmas, baby. Merry Christmas, baby.
Yeah. Christmas time and I can't get you, no, 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 get you off my mind. Every other season comes along and I'm alright, but then I miss you.
Wow, 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 wow. What a beautiful song. Miss You Most at Christmas Time. Who do you miss? Who you thinking about? I know you know who that was. That's an easy one. So I say. But do you? Do you know who that was? Yes, you're right. Mariah Carey. Yeah, Mariah Carey, born March 27, 1969. Mariah Carey is an American songwriter, actress, and record producer, referred to as the Songbird Supreme and the Queen of Christmas. She is noted for her 5-octave vocal range. 5-octave, that means she can hit a note high enough to break glass. Melismatic singing style, songwriting, and signature use of the whistle register. Carey rose to fame in 1990 with her debut album, Mariah Carey. She was the first artist to have their first 5 singles reach number 1 on the Billboard Hot 100, from Vision of Love to Emotions. That's Mariah Carey. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Have you heard about Good Call? Good Call is a free 24/7 arrest support hotline. If you or a loved one get arrested, you must call 1-833-GOOD-CALL, and you will be connected with a free attorney that will assist you with the arrest process and protect your rights. Again, that's 1-833-466-322, and you will be connected with a free attorney that will assist you with the arrest process. Getting arrested can be very scary. There's no reason you should go through it alone. With Good Call, you're never alone. We've got your back.
Christmas is the time we pick to give each other gifts. Oh yeah, yeah. Most people never seem to think about the things we really need. Uh-huh. So I'm offering this represent. Can get
up someone. This package I feel bring to you is my gift to you. Yeah. We must not predict without giving up ourselves, you know. It's just not a gift. Oh no. So how can you expect to give from someone else unless you give? That's just a sign of a selfish man. So I'm offering my heart and soul in every single part I have to give of myself. My love is what I bring to you. My gift to you.
What a lovely gift, my gift to you. Who can it be? Can you recognize that voice? No, not my voice, the voice that was singing. My gift to you was sung by Donnell Jones. Yeah, Donnell Jones, born May 22nd, 1973, is an American singer, songwriter, and records producer. He is most notable for his hits You Know What's Up, Where I Wanna Be, and his cover of Stevie Wonder's Knocks Me Off My Feet. Jones' first studio album, My Heart, was released in 1996, but he is best known for his late 1990s release of his second album, Where I Wanna Be. Yeah, Donnell Jones. Do you remember this song?
Bells will be ringing this afternoon. Oh, what a Christmas to have the blues. My baby's gone. I have no friends to wish me greetings. Once again, choir will be singing, oh, silent night, Christmas carol by candlelight. Please come home for Christmas. Please come home for Christmas.
It's got a little sexy tone to it, don't it?
And if not Christmas by New Year's night, friends and relations send salutations. Sure.
this is Christmas. Yes, this is Christmas, my dear. The time of year to be with the ones you love. So won't you tell me you'll never move wrong. Christmas and New Year's will find you home. There'll be no more sorrow, no grief and pain. And I'll be happy, happy once again. Once again.
Hear those church organs in the back? Yeah. Uh-huh. Please come home for Christmas. Yeah. Please, please. Anthony Cornelius Hamilton, born January 28, 1971. He's an American singer, songwriter, and record producer who rose to fame with his platinum-selling studio album, Coming From Where I'm From, which featured the title track, Coming From Where I'm From, and the follow-up, Charlene. Nominated for 17 Grammy Awards, he is also known for the song Freedom from the soundtrack album of Django. There you go. Anthony Cornelius Hamilton. Do you remember this song?
Come on, Mel. How about put it a crack?
I mean, look at you, darling. I think I already have. Get it?
This much fun since Two Little Boys was number one. If my friends could see me now, how do I look?
Ridiculous.
You little tease. A dance, Kimberly?
Exactly.
You
will get a sentimental feeling when you hear
all together now.
Voices singing, let's be jolly. Deck the halls with boughs of holly. La 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 la.
How you getting on then?
Marvellous. I've got everything out of my head, mate.
I'm just gonna be plates then.
No, no, I've got a wrap around my little finger.
Oh, that sounds painful. Friends.
Well, she has, yeah, but she wouldn't have any left if I introduced you, would she?
I feel like a spare bit of Ollie.
What are you talking about?
Green and surrounded by bricks.
Come on, Mellypox, let's get on with it.
Here's trouble.
Coming, Kimmy Coo.
Kimmy Muskrat.
Coming, Kimmy Coo.
Rocking
around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas Christmas spirit ring.
Root beer, anyone?
Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling.
Not many a pumpkin pie left, by the way.
Rocking around the Christmas tree, have a happy holiday.
Do you mind, Melvin?
Everyone's dancing merrily in the new old-fashioned way.
Wow, yeah, that was fantastic.
Very nice.
Let's do it again. One, two, three, four, five.
Rocking around the Christmas tree, have a happy holiday.
Yep, never did it with a pumpkin pie.
Everyone's dancing merrily.
Yeah, rocking around the Christmas tree. Merry Christmas, everyone. Who can it be? Jolly old time for Saint Nick and the crew. Yeah, rocking around the Christmas tree with Mel and Kim. That's right, the duo Mel and Kim were a British pop duo consisting of sisters Melanie and Kim Appleby, originally managed by Alan Whitehead. They achieved success between 1986 and 1988 before Melanie died of cancer in January 1990 at the tender age of 23. The duo reached number one in the UK singles chart with their 1989 single, Respectable, which also topped the U.S. dance chart. They had three other U.K. top 10 hits with Showing Out, Get Fresh at the Weekend, FLM, and That's the Way It Is. In 1988, they were nominated for a British Award for Best British Breakthrough Act. After Mel's death, Kim embarked on a solo career and had two U.K. top 10 hits with Don't Worry and Glad. There you have it. Mel and Kim, Kim and Mel, it's just a family affair.
¿Has oído hablar de GoodCall? GoodCall es una línea directa gratuita de apoyo para arrestos las 24 horas del día y los 7 días de la semana. Si usted o un ser querido son arrestados, ustedes deben de llamar al 1-833-GOODCALL. Y nosotros les conectamos con un abogado gratuito y le ayudará con el proceso y arresto y protegerá sus derechos. Nuevamente, eso es 1-833-466-322 y se le conectará con un abogado gratuito para ayudar con el proceso de arresto. Ser arrestado puede ser muy aterrador. No hay razón por la que debes ir a través de eso solo. Con GoodCall, nunca estás solo. Te cubrimos las espaldas.
While walking down the road, Christmas morning, I saw a reindeer with his nose all red.
Rudolph!
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names, and they never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer game. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say,
"Rudolph, with your nose so bright,
won't you come to God's sled?"
Alrighty.
Well, now then, how the reindeers loved him as they shouted out with glee, "Rudolph, the red-nosed reindeer, are you go down in history?" Yeah.
come to God misled.
Oh, sure.
Oh, well, now then, how the reindeers loved him. I had to shout it out with glee. I Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer. Are you go down in history? Are you go down in history? Are you go down in history?
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle all the way.
Hey, Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer. Sung by who? Yeah, that fine, fine automobile. Yeah, the Cadillacs. There you go. The Cadillacs were an American rock and roll and doo-wop group from the Village of Harlem, New York. Active from 1953 to 1962, the group was noted for their 1955 hit Speedo, written by Esther Navarro, which was instrumental in attracting white audiences to black rock and roll performers. That's right. The Cadillacs, baby. You know you got a Cadillac. You're saying something. You're saying something. You're stepping high. You're rolling sweet. Cadillacs, baby. Cadillacs.
Boom, boom. Boom, boom. Boom, boom. Boom, boom.
Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list.
Boom, 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 boom.
Santa baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. Been an angel all year, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa honey, one little thing I really need, the deed to a platinum mine, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa cutie, and fill my stocking with a duplex and checks. Sign your X on the line, Santa cutie, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Come and trim my Christmas tree with some decorations bought at Tiffany. I really do believe in you. Let's see if you believe in me.
Boom, 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 boom.
Santa
boom, boom,
baby, forgot to mention boom, boom, one little thing, a ring.
Boom, boom,
I don't boom, boom, mean on the phone, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry. Tonight.
Yeah, Santa baby. Such a cool and mesmerizing tone in that voice. You know who that is. Eartha Kitt, born Eartha Mae Keith, January 17, 1927, she departed us December 25, 2008, was an American singer and actress known for her highly distinctive singing style and her 1953 recording of C'est Bon and the Christmas novelty song Santa Baby. Kitt began her career in 1942 and appeared in the 1945 original Broadway theater production of the musical Carib Song. In the early 1950s, she had six U.S. top 30 entries, including Euskadera and I Want to Be Evil. Her other recordings include the U.K. top 10 song Under the Bridges of Paris, Just an Old-Fashioned Girl, Where's My Man, Orson Welles once called her the most exciting woman in the world. She starred as Catwoman in the third and final season of the television series Batman back in 1967. In 1968, her career in the U.S. deteriorated after she made anti-Vietnamese war statements at a White House luncheon. 10 years later, Kitt made a successful return to Broadway in the 1978 original production of the musical Timbuktu, for which she received the first of her two Tony Award nominations. Her second was for the 2000 original production of the musical The Wild Party. Kitt wrote three autobiographies. There you have it. A little bit of information, a little bit of history about the one and only Eartha. Show enough. Eartha Kitt. Oh, yeah. Your man, Lester Kenyon, right here at FetLifeStation.com. Do you remember this song? Yeah. Silent Night. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Who was that? Well, that was Bross. Yeah. An English band formed in 1986 in Camberley, Surrey. The band originally consisted of twin brothers, Matt and Luke Goss, and their friend, Craig Logan, who attended Collingwood School in Camberley. The band was managed by former Pet Shop Band's manager, Tom Watkins. They achieved chart success and a large teenage fan base back in 1988 with songs such as When Will I Be Famous and I Owe You Nothing. Early the following year, Logan quit the band and the Goss Twins continued as a duo. After two more albums, the band split up in 1992. Bross are established to have sold 16 million records worldwide in 2017. The Goss Twins reunited to perform two dates at Bross at the O2 Arena in London. There it is. A little bit of history. A little bit of this. And a little bit of that. Heavenly peace. Silent Night. Who sang that version? Yeah, Patti Page. Claire Ann Fowler was born November the 8th, 1927. She departed us January 1st, 2013, known professionally as Patti Page. was an American singer and actress primarily known for pop and country music. She was a top charting female vocalist and best-selling female artist of the 1950s, selling over 100 million records during a six-decade-long career. She was often introduced as the singing rage, Miss Patti Page. New York WNEW disc jockey William B. Williams introduced her as a page in my life called Patti. There you have it. Patti Page. Patti Page. Patti Page. Singing Good Old Silent Night. Here's your man, Lester Kenyon, FetLifeStation.com. I want to thank you for tuning in to Do You Remember This Song? Each and every Thursday right here from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. I want to let you know something. Coming up in January, we will premiere IS 109 in Queens. They're going to broadcast with us. These students are ready. They're on fire. Listen to them. They're going to come on Fridays from 3 to 4 right here on FetLifeStation.com. And their slogan is this. It's IS 109, the Gene Nuzzi School in Queens. Shout out to Ms. Comrie. Shout out to Ms. Burke. Shout out to Ms. Colas. Okay. Students came up with a name for their show. It's called The Melting Pot. Yeah. Because there's a whole lot of children in there from different nationalities. I met them today. They are hilarious. They are excited. They are pumped up. They are ready to go. They're going to touch on stuff that you would never think students would touch on. Yeah. The goings on in the school. The good stuff, the bad stuff, the funny stuff, the sad stuff. It's just children talk, you know. It's just school talk. All right. So you can tune into them to know that, hey, there's an SAT coming up next week. There's a half day coming. You know, there's Brooklyn Day, there's Queens Day. Yeah, they don't give you all that good stuff. All right? But the slogan that got me was this little guy sitting next to me. He's so into video games. He's from Bangladesh. And he says, I have a little jingle for the logo that they got there, their melting pot. So the teacher said, okay, what is it? He says, and I quote, "What's cooking in the melting pot?" Yo, that was so right on point, I had to give him a high five. What's cooking in the melting pot at IS 109, the Gene Nuzzi School in the borough of Queens? Yeah, check them out in the new year. Debuting right here January the 12th on FetLifeStation.com. What's cooking in the melting pot? I want to thank you for tuning in again. Enjoy the rest of your evening. And as always, be blessed.
Oh, freedom. Oh, freedom. Oh, freedom over me. And before I'll be a slave, I'll be buried in my grave. And go home to my Lord and be free. No more weeping, no more weeping, no more weeping over me. And before I be a slave, I'll be buried in my grave and go home to my Lord and be free. No more worry, no more worry, no more worry over me. And before I be a slave, I'll be buried
in my parade and go home to my love and be free.